guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Guys, all I said to Brent was, oh, what perfume are you wearing? He showed me. I said, oh, I think that's one that's trending on TikTok. And the way he looked at me when I first said it, he was like, no, it's not. He didn't say that though.
Yeah. So he's bourgeoisie, yeah, you know, isn't
he? Yeah.
He's
bourgeoisie. So I went to go Google. So I was like, oh no, Brent, this is an expensive one. He goes, and I said, oh, I thought it was the dupes they said on TikTok. He was like, why would
that? Yeah, he was like, oh, so
you think I am wearing I'm cheap. That's what he basically said.
And he said, now I know why you asked me the question. Because you wanted to see if that's what I'm on. I'm like, wow, the insecurity just,
you know how,
jumped out.
1 + 1 = 2. And 3 + 5. It's too much. It's way too much.
And wow.
God.
But yeah, we are back another week.
Another week, yeah.
Another week.
Sometimes I think, how do we do a podcast? How do I have these amount of thoughts every week?
I think that as well, but I slowly think I'm running out of thoughts. I've run out of thoughts
last year. Hey,
2022, I have no more thoughts anything.
Was it Chipmunk or Storms that said, I don't run out of bars?
One of them.
Yeah, one of them. I've run out of thoughts. I've never heard people say they stopped doing podcasting because they've run out of thoughts. That would be the only reason why I'd stop doing this podcast.
Because
I may potentially run out of thoughts.
But the thing is, it's like, I think we're quite fortunate that we do like pop culture and stuff. Mm. So it's like, you know, there's always going to be something.
But sometimes I don't
care. And things evolve as well.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't care.
That is my issue as well. Like, I'm like, I just don't think I care.
Especially like UK stuff. Like, you know, like Diggity. You know, every single time I go onto these, is it Mist? I don't know, actually. The thing is, I need to differentiate who's who, because some of them actually settle down and they're with child and all that kind of stuff. And then some of them are just rotating partners every single bloody week. And it's just, it's like the Instagram girls, like, who are like light skinned every single week. And I see the comments and everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe they're together. Oh my God, I can't believe they broke up. But I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's old age.
I think we are getting a little bit older. And I just think there's like so many other things for us to be worrying about that I don't care who's messing around with.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't. I'm worried about my own vag.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
I do think it's like age. And I think also my brain is like reached. I think it's reached capacity. Like, I genuinely don't think I can take in much more information. Because with every new bit of information I take on, I'm losing something. I know.
Oh, wow.
I know I am.
I feel like
I don't have any more space. I've like no more storage.
I thought maybe the way I can make this podcast more interesting for you lot is if I start reading, like, properly. Like, properly start reading different types of books to get more knowledge and more viewpoints of life.
And more words. You know, some people are just wordy.
More words?
No.
Oh, I don't give a shit about that.
That's not even... Oh. I wasn't even trying to shade you. I hope that doesn't sound shady.
No, it's okay.
No, but you know when people use words and it's like, you don't...
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. What's the point? Because then you lot are going to think, yeah, she's trying to ting. And there's nothing wrong with expanding your vocab. Nothing wrong with that. But then there's saying words that even you've just learned that is long as fuck, and you had to go and do some real Oxford dictionary to see what this word is, and now using it in front of people, and they're like, now they're too scared to ask you what it is. Why do you want to make people uncomfortable in that way? It's classist. Is a little bit. I think sometimes when people use like long words, and when I say long words, it's not like, for example, something happened on Twitter, Chunks and Philly, and someone quote tweeted it and was like, this is an anti-black rhetoric of misogyny.
Oh my gosh, so I saw that tweet. That was the tweet, yeah. I was like, maybe I am problematic. Because when I saw it, I actually said, shut the hell up.
I was like, you know, I get it, but also, this is, maybe I'm problematic. I said, chill. But that's not long words. You know what rhetoric means. You know what anti-black means. You know what.
But there was more.
But no.
And it was all in one. One tweet.
Sometimes I don't know about that tweet particular, but sometimes I do think, you didn't have to use all them words. But sometimes I do think people are like, oh my God, because I've seen some men like, oh my God, you're using all these big words. Okay, but you went to school. You know what these words mean. So don't try and act like she's a philosopher.
No, but do you know what? Yeah, my thing is, if I if I have something that I think is important to say, I would want to make it as, and this is not even in a rude way, but I would want to make it as simplistic as possible.
Oh, 100%.
Because if you're now saying all of those 20 words in that 30 word tweet.
No full stop, you know.
No full stop. I don't, like, who's your target audience here? Because.
But they have their target audience. Because a lot of people who talk in that way have people who talk in that way and they follow them. Because I used to follow a lot of like feminists who used to speak, like, just be using words for words' sake. Like, oh my God, I've cut my nail.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they'd just be using words and I'd be reading and I'm like, you know when you just try to read the words and you just read, maybe I'm the dumb one, but I'm not dumb. It's just, I don't know. But yeah, let's talk about that Trunks and Philly thing with Harry Panero. So basically, they went viral because they were on Foot Asylum.
I wonder if we can find the video.
Said,
still up there.
Trunks
it might be easier or better if we hear them say it word for
okay,
word.
Yeah, let's get in buff.
I'll see if I can find it. Was it on Foot Asylum, innit? Because I remember I saw it on TikTok. I went on TikTok and I saw it and I was like, you're going to get cooked. I knew they were going to get cooked.
Oh, God, my nails. I didn't think they would get cooked for that, you know?
I just kind of, I foresaw it.
Because even when the hotline bling, you can only mean one thing. Wow, that shower. Drake is such a slag.
What did he do?
Even when the hotline bling, that can only mean one thing.
Don't tell me you're just deep in the lyric now.
Why is he such a hoe? Also,
but that's his lifestyle.
You know that? Yeah. It is.
The thing is, do you know what the? Because I don't want to be going through all the thumbnails. Do you know what the thumbnail looked like?
Also, you know Drake has a song. I think I can't remember where's it from. Where he goes, orgasm blush, lipstick and concealer. What song is that?
Say that again.
Orgasm blush, which is from Nas. You know. Why are you in with
what? How can you make you cough like that?
Why are you in women's business? Why are you in women's business?
Yeah. I can't believe he's making you cough like this.
Because it's from Nas, isn't it? Orgasm Blush.
Yeah, I think it is. It sounds familiar.
So it's fancy. Anyways, let me find this Trunks and Philly episode.
You know what I hate? I'll be real with you. Well, I know I might even get banned for this.
Why did they add background music to this?
I didn't even clock it, you know.
When people say, it gives me the ick. You know you're a grown adult. Yeah. You can just communicate this. This ick thing on social media is so jarring, bro.
What do you mean the ick thing? Give me an example. You know, but,
and it's the way people are speaking nowadays, bro. Like, it's the thing for me.
Oh, my
what the
God.
It's giving...
Do you know what's so funny? If you watch the full clip, they actually added a picture of Nella.
Did they?
Yeah.
Nah, that's
weird. For Asylum. Okay, no, you can see the clip of Nella. She's so cute as well.
The macaroni ain't even macaroni. What are you talking about?
No, I've never heard that one.
What lie?
The maths is not muffin.
Muffin.
English.
Yeah. When you're speaking, it's not
pattern. Right, let me say what I think about this, yeah? Firstly, what I'll say is, it's for Foot Asylum, guys.
Okay, what does that mean?
They've got them there. This is their... No, I'm not saying it's their job to trash black women, right? That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But they've come on the show to be like hyper versions of themselves, right? So you've got to put on a performance. You've got to find something funny to say.
Mm.
Yeah, it should have been a bit more thought out, but I don't think they're going to think, oh my God, if we say this, we're going to get dragged. Also, I don't think... I hope not. You know, sometimes you be defending people you don't know, then they come and show you their yansh.
Yeah.
I don't believe that they even mean it as deep as you lot thought. I think it's a joke, if I'm going to be completely honest. I think it's a joke.
I agree with you. I do agree with you, but I also can see like why people would be like, are you coming in or are you staying out? Very embarrassing. You need to close the door. Very embarrassing behavior. I took the tablet out, so it's not in there. And you're gonna stay in the toilet. The headphones, Kyle, the headphones were plugged in. Children are so interesting, you know. Children are very interesting.
I thought you were gonna say, wait till your turn. I thought that was what you were gonna say.
Do you know what? I was gonna say something, but I was like, it's actually really bad for me to say that.
Say?
No, I was gonna say, like, to me, this is what stops me from wanting more kids, because I'm like, I can't. I can't do it. I can't.
Kudos to you.
Can't. This is when like a parent would be like, oh, I'm gonna call your dad. This is the I'm gonna call your dad moment. Mm. But anyway.
Have you ever said I'm gonna call grandma?
My mom is
soft.
Soft.
Hey, yeah.
Soft.
Maybe I've seen not call the police for you.
But do you know what,
that's why your sister my brothers. I'm gonna call the police.
Is it? But do you know what? Yeah, my mom has always kind of like just been chilled, relaxed. Mm. So I think in a way that used to terrify me more because my mom was just so chill.
Mm. So when she was pissed, you knew she's really pissed.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, the thing is, yeah, with Kaya, she, I wouldn't say puts on a front with other people. It's not that. Mm. It's just that she acts up with me. So it's like Kaya's really good with other people, but when it's me, she'll take the piss 100%.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It is what it is. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So what I was saying is that I feel like, I don't feel like they meant it in a serious way like that. Mm. But I also knew that if a certain
Woo!
You know what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
If a certain
demographic
got a hold of that clip,
sniffed it.
Yeah, if
got
even
caught wind.
And that's what I knew, it was coming. So I saw it and I was like,
it's the Americans as well.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry, but you're getting cooked.
And the thing is, when, do you know what? Yeah, I honestly feel like when Trunks and Philly said and Harry, I think they were talking about us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like black Brits, us going,
us saying it.
Because a lot of us say it as a, not as a joke, but we, for Americans, it really is their thing, you know? That's, yeah, that's how they, you know how we're kind of like, oh, I'm on smoke, I'm on this. Like, you know, that's kind of like our slang. In America, their slang is, it's not even give, like, that's actually their slang. Like, yeah, that's where that's originated from. You know, all these Santanas and all.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's not even a front. Like, that's actually how they speak. Mm. Like, even when you watch their lives, you know, sometimes people think, oh, it's just for the song. No, 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 no. This is a lifestyle, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I really love it.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I think when we incorporate it, and I'm happy we do the it's not giving or all that kind of stuff, because I've always spoke about it. I love how the American girls,
and like how is,
they're so confident. Like, we need that.
Mm. And also, I don't know, like, I understand, I guess maybe from their perspective why saying, oh, the, what did he use? The maths is not mathing or whatever. I can understand how that might be irritating to some people.
I don't think he meant it's irritating for, because they're friends with Nella Rose. I'm not trying to say like, oh, I'm not racist because I've got a black friend. But all their girl, all their mates talk like that.
And I know at the end of the day, they are still going out with women
that
or approaching
like
women
that
talk
say
like that.
Is giving.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I understand that, but like, what's wrong with saying something gives you the ick?
You can't nowadays. You got to be careful, boy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I got to drive for my ick, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't see how saying something gives you the ick.
I think because now we live in an age, which is a little bit weird, where if you say something, people take it on so personal.
Yeah, they do.
And I've been guilty of seeing stuff and taking it so personal and reacting so personal. So, for example, when people do see that and they're like, that's how I talk, especially African-Americans, they say, oh my God, this is literally the, what is the dialect that they have? It was when we were speaking about the Kelly Rowland thing.
Oh, the stole.
And a lot of African-Americans on our TikTok, and they were like, this is the dialect. And I had to even go look it up myself because I didn't even know what that meant. The... AAE.
Oh, AAVE.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm.
And that's how they speak. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So African American vernacular English. And that's literally how they speak. And so I feel like when they see people saying stuff, it looks like they're taking a piss at how they speak.
Mm.
But I don't think that was their intentions at all. And I get it, because you see stuff and you take it so personal. And I've done that before, but you just have to realize that they're not talking about you.
Mm.
Like, sometimes I've seen some stuff, like, especially when it comes to colorism, and I've seen how, like, people talk about black women or dark skin women, and I take it so personal. It will finish my day.
Mm.
Like, I feel like they're talking about me.
Yeah.
But in a sense, they are. They are talking about me. But I just have to be like, they're fucking ignorant. That's their thing. And I can't interact with it. And I can't allow that to to get in the way of my day. Like, there's one particular podcast, I'll never give them any airtime, but you lot keep engaging with them. One American podcast like this.
Mm.
And they shit women.
Yeah.
Predominantly black women. Mm. You lot are sitting on their quote tweets every day. This is trash. This is trash. Brand male podcast. This is trash. You're giving them more views. Mm. Do you know whose podcast has been popping? You know that Molly May one? Diary of a CEO.
Yeah.
Not that it was not popping before. It's already been popping. I've seen that. I've seen everybody share it. I'm not saying that podcast is trash, but when you get controversy, this is a job for me. As Eminem said, you are going, you are everywhere, bruv.
I don't even know, like, how you connected the dots with that one. But how did Eminem come into your
head? I don't know. Jasmine, tell me you've not seen Diary of a CEO everywhere.
The thing is, I've seen it everywhere. I'll be honest. I disengage so easily, so quickly now. I'm just like, bye.
But people, and I get why people feel attacked, but what you do, you're giving them more views.
I'll be honest, even the fact that Spotify then, quote tweeted and clipped it. I was like,
well, thanks for giving them more views. What about us?
Yeah.
Clip us.
Seriously, clip us.
But you know, if we're not careful, you know, we're going to be taking in negativity every day.
Yeah.
If we're not careful.
And that's what I hate. I'm like, there has to be a point where we say that actually views don't matter. Like, I really wish we could reach that point where we could say, you know, like, genuinely, I don't care if this is going to get me more views. I'm not doing it.
Do you know what I mean? Honestly, Jazz, I wish we had, like, someone, like, I don't know, like, someone that everybody would listen to. Like, maybe Will Smith.
Or Beyonce.
Maybe.
Beyonce, please.
And Beyonce says, can we ban this particular podcast forever? Mm. Or you lot don't even... Or Beyonce just... You know how Beyonce loves to come once around? Guys, for 2022, y'all need to start fucking with the podcast. This male podcast that radiate bad energy.
Mm.
Y'all need to be focusing on black girls living. Not even just us, but like, focus on enrichment content.
Mm.
Listen to the album 4.
I'm dead.
Do you know what I mean?
The album 4.
Instead, you lot... I've seen people and I'm just saying to myself, shame is actually for free. Mm-hmm. Someone said, quote tweeted it, and they said, oh, I listened to this podcast to, like, this bad one, you know, to see if I could, like, give it a fair chance. Somebody said on a clip that they don't date black women because, and this guy's claim.
They even said night riders. I wouldn't even say black women. They said, we are not night riders.
Well. And you to your dark skin.
And you decided, let me hear more.
You love it. You love negativity. You love it. And then next thing in the black community, we at least put negative. You are listening. Mm. If I go to your Spotify rap, some of you don't post your Spotify rap. Why did some of you block post your Spotify rap? Because you're listening to shit podcasts. And you're there on Twitter saying, black community, all knows negativity. Why don't you post your Spotify rap? End of year rap. Where was yours?
I'm finished at the Dragon.
A lot of you are hiding your Spotify rap.
Yeah.
What podcast were you listening to that you have to hide?
Oh yeah, you know, remember that?
I've told some people. What were you listening to? To be fair, some hands here that listened to us. Yeah, I said, sis, who are you blocking?
Yeah, because there was someone yet, so they put up their Spotify rap and they tagged us. We were in it.
Yeah.
But they also had a massive black block over their number 2.
But to be fair, you at least you're not giving them.
Yeah, free promo. I get it.
So I messaged her.
I did it last year because Tory Lanez came up in my Spotify rap. So at the end of the year, I blocked it
because you're listening pre.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, yo, what's with this black thing? She said, I listened to them. I tried to listen, and then I just wasn't feeling it. And do you know what it is? If you don't listen to a lot of podcasts, let's say you listen to 3, and you listen to the other one. That's made it to your Spotify.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get it.
Basically, the more podcasts you the less podcasts you listen to, the more likely a random one will just pop in.
But what I will say, let's go back to the Chunks and Philly. Do you think the Dragon was necessary?
I don't think it was, but I can see like why it happened. Mm. Do you get what I mean? Like I can see like if the wrong, like I said, demographic. Get a hold of that video. It's going to feel like a personal attack. Yeah. It is. And I also feel like even some of the UK babes, like I understood what they were saying as well. Like, even in the clip, they were using a whole lot of slang themselves. Of course, themselves.
And that's what was so hypocritical because you're saying, broski.
Yeah, exactly. The galleys. When there was no need, galleys.
What about your English? Yeah. He said that English is not patterned.
Exactly. He said that English is not patterned.
Because if you go to Oxford Dictionary,
yeah,
that's not the way you use patterned. That's not.
Broski is not even in the dictionary.
Where? Maybe the urban one.
At least maths and mapping is in there. No, maths. Mapping is not in there. Mapping is not in there at all. It's not.
But the thing is, I feel a bit sad because this has gone viral and I feel like they've painted them with the same brush as those ugly podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like Chunks and Feely are the most lighthearted people.
Yeah.
Thing is, I'm saying this now. Who knows what controversy, God forbid.
It's true.
This is what sometimes I hate defending men.
But the fact of the matter is, I don't think you can vouch for anybody.
Yeah. You can't. Vouch for myself, boy.
Yeah, you can't.
And also, what is wrong with us using TikTok lingo? What is wrong with us saying it's not giving? Or that's what, I don't know.
And I think that's ultimately what it comes down to. It comes down to another thing where it's like, oh, like, just leave women alone almost.
Yeah, kind definitely. Of thing. Yeah.
And that's why I understand why people felt a certain type of way. Because it's like, you know, just leave us.
Somebody found his Instagram caption. Where Chunk said the view is viewing.
No. See, there you go. Everybody's just talking.
I told you, it's for asylums.
No
for
one
work.
Is saying anything that they truly believe. And you have to think, who was it that raised the topic? Was it Philly? So obviously, Chunks is now thinking, oh, I'm sure I've used that at some point. But he's thinking, I now admit this because Philly's just Jesus cussed Christ. It. And he's joining in. There you go. God. That's the life you live.
But yeah, I just... With that one, I wish I could say to the African Americans, like, guys, these aren't the lads that you think they're not who you think they are. I wish.
But Vic, honestly, when it gets to a certain point, do you think people care?
No, some people generally do feel bad. Like they're like, oh my god, like they're literally taking a piss at how I speak. Some people do feel that, but I'm gonna drag them today because I got the.
This is what I mean. I mean, like, do you think they care that they're not bad people, or that they're not? Even if they said we're not talking about you, some people don't care. They're like, I'm ready to drag somebody
also,
today.
Some people,
and you're going to be that person.
Have you seen Encanto?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should watch it. It's really cute.
Kaya has.
Oh, it's cute. They have like, if I'm correct,
what's the basic storyline?
It's about magic and everybody in the family getting their magical powers.
Oh, nice.
Basically, it's a musical. Oh my god, is it about generational trauma? Yeah, technically it is.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Is it like when you say it's a musical, is it like Frozen musical or is it like a proper musical?
Frozen musical.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Latino family and it's got like everyone's got different complexions. So and like that's like in my family, like you see my brother Colin, you see my brother Daniel, my brother Michael. We've all got different complexions. And when I was younger, I remember when kids said to me in school, to me and Colin's like, oh, are you blood related? And I was like, what? By the way, my brother Colin's is light skinned. My mom's light skinned, my dad's dark skinned. So it's kind of like every other child is light skinned, dark skinned. And I was like, huh? That was the first time I ever thought, how could you not
about
see
your
this is my brother?
Yeah. So the thing is, your family, like I could go to Scotland and if I saw like your brother, I would know that that is your brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I mean? I wouldn't even question it.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Vic, I just saw your brother in Scotland.
I get you. And that's what people are like, oh my God, I don't know if you look more like your dad or your mum.
Yeah.
But when he said that, I was like, what? And I don't know... I see that in a lot of families where everyone's like different complexions. So like to see that represented on TV, on a film, Disney film at that, is really cool. Really, really cool. I also love that the dark-skinned daughter was like seen to be like the quote-unquote, all of them were, what I loved was that they all had different like personalities, but they're all described as beautiful. So I don't know if you've seen the trending, you've probably seen it trending, but there's one daughter, she's got muscles. And... in society, you would deem that as like, quote unquote, masculine, or you would deem that as like, not feminine or ladylike, whatnot. But I think it was the younger sister who called her, like she was describing everybody in the beginning, and she called her, oh, my sister's beautiful and strong. But you know, like back in the days, they would just say
she's strong.
They would even call her Mr. Muscles.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's true, so it was just like, it was really beautiful and refreshing to see all of that. But yeah, the one sister's like dark skin, and she's like meant to be like the kind of like, quote unquote, like beautiful kind of like, you know, usually in films you get a stereotypical daughter who's like beautiful, kind of a little bit of an airhead sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of refreshing to see that as a dark skinned sister. Anyway, the sister who was strong, which I really related to, was the older sister.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's strong for a reason, because she's carrying the weight of the world.
Of course.
Yeah. And it was just, I cried so much watching that. I didn't even mean to.
Yeah. Can you say you didn't even mean to?
I didn't feel me crying watching this film.
Yeah. No, I'm not being funny. Was it a Disney film?
Yeah.
Disney, listen. They have decided, how can we make people cry in every film?
And lose their shit.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been doing bits, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, yeah, I'll have to watch it. Maybe I'll wait for it to come on Sky though. Because is it still in cinemas?
Do you know, Rachel? Actually, I don't know if can I even add to sin, but Rachel says she watched it in cinema. She says she paid £50. I said, sister, you know
what?
I said, sister, you know it's on.
Did she go every man?
I don't know. Maybe she did, you know.
But why would you go every man to watch Encanto? I don't know.
She's meant to watch Spider-Man. But she did. Her friend was pregnant.
I'll say, bring the baby too. For £50.
I said, sis, I watched it on Disney.
How much do you pay? 15 on Disney.
No, it's free.
It's free on Disney.
I'm so sorry.
I don't want to speak.
Okay.
I don't want to speak.
Okay.
I'm upset. I'm upset for her.
Oh no.
I'm upset.
Also, can we stop being gatekeepers of the gym? You know, people are like, oh, I can't wait for all you phony or fox. Fox. How do you say
foal?
How do you say F-A-U-X? Fox.
It's faux.
Is it faux? Faux locks. Wow, okay.
Radio.
I can't wait for you faux gym users to leave so it can be empty again. I can't wait for you faux gym users to be gone. Are you the gatekeeper of the gym? Also, why don't you want people to be healthy? You're nasty.
I just think, I feel like we are in another pandemic of righteousness, self-righteousness. Like,
everyone has to be right.
Everybody has to be better than everybody else. Oh, I'm better than you because I joined the gym a year before you did. Oh, I'm better than you because I didn't wait until January to start the gym. I just started on a random day in May. Oh, I'm better than you because I know how to use the machines in the gym and you don't. Oh, I'm better than you because I can lift this.
That's why someone misses me and was like, oh, I see you go to the gym a lot. Would you ever post your routines? I was like, absolutely not. Because next thing you know, people be like, your form's awful.
Yeah, look at her form. She's going to damage her back. Good luck going to the GP.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No. Absolutely not. No. Mm. And that's the thing as well. Like, it's people like that that make others uncomfortable to go to the gym. Because these are the same people you imagine just scrolling on TikTok one day and you see somebody has recorded you.
I know. That's really bad, you know.
It's
that's
really, terrible. Really bad.
Also, people do that a lot to big people.
A lot.
That they just record them like, oh, what they're doing here. Like, oh, I've seen some people say it's like, oh, after this, they're going to go and eat McDonald's or something like that. And it's like, how do you want people to even start their journey of being healthy or being kind to themselves if you're not even kind to them? How do you expect someone to even... Okay, if you're so obsessed with people being skinny, how can they be skinny if you're keeping them how they are? And why is skinny the goal anyways? Anyways, I'm even being careful about TikTok because people have been too restrictive. But every single TikTok I see now, it's like, hey guys, you need to eat 1,500 calories and make sure you're getting 10,000 steps. I'm not eating 1,500. Oh, actually, I saw one that said, hey guys, I eat 1,300. I said, what?
Wow.
You eat 1,300.
Wow.
And you're 28.
I know.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I know it takes like 2 hours to get up in the morning.
You're going to bed hungry.
100%.
Anyways. It's too... That's why I'm a little bit careful now because I feel like TikTok is turning into Tumblr.
Okay.
Because Tumblr was like... I didn't even realise. I was literally on trigger warning. I was on eating disorder TikTok. I really was. I was on it.
Is it?
Because I was following all these fitness girls. Next thing you know, can you fit a thigh gap?
Yeah.
What? I said, can you thigh gap? Next thing you know, I'm looking in the mirror thinking, where the fuck is the thigh gap?
No, it's bad. It is bad. It's dangerous. It's the algorithm. Mm. Like, you just come across one video. Yeah. If you watch that video to the end of it, you're going to see another one like
it. Sometimes it can be a bit too restrictive.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if do I want to talk about this in the pod? I don't know if I want a boob reduction.
Oh, really?
Like, I've spoken about this many times to, like, people close to me, but I'm not too sure. Because, like, I don't know if I want to talk about it on the pod.
I don't know if something is flying or if I'm imagining. It's up to you, Vic. It's about what you feel comfortable with.
It's just like, sometimes I'll just be scrolling and I'm like, I can't wear that, I can't wear that, I can't wear that. Because of my boobs. Because they're like, they're big and they sag. So I'm just like, I can't wear that, I can't wear that, I can't wear that. Like, you know, for Rye London, I can't wear a single dress from them.
Oh, really?
But then I'm like, am I just being, is this a first world problem? Am I going to get a boob job to fit into? Or am I going to get a boob reduction or lift to fit into Fire London?
Mm.
So like, why do I, and I think it's also like insecurity. Like, and when you've had people in the past confirm them insecurities.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's too much. Like, it's like, for example, the way I say it to a man is like, imagine a woman saying to you that your cock is small.
Yeah. Even if, like, your current girlfriend is, you know, orgasming every time or whatever it is, you would still have in the back of your head. But, you know, I've been told it's small.
It's small. And, like, being told stuff, like, it was being told your insecurity, confirming it by someone, I don't even know if that will ever leave me. And it's so fucking annoying because I'm trying my hardest. And even just, like, it used to be a lot of back pain, but I had to lose weight for that because I was like, that's one of the reasons why I lose weight, because my boobs are too big. And now the back pain is not as much, but then it's like, even when I look at myself, sometimes I think I'm bigger than how I am because of my boobs.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, why is that an issue? Then it's like, then it's another thing. And then it's like, it's just, I can't wear normal clothes. But I feel so restricted.
But this is the thing, Vic, like, I feel like you might have a lot of conflict in your head because you might feel a certain way about yourself, but then you might feel guilty for feeling that kind of way. And I feel like you're putting too much pressure on yourself. Like, ultimately, it comes down to, like, are you happy with how you are? And if you want to do something about it, there's nothing wrong with that.
But I think I should wait until I have kids first.
Yeah, and that's also fair. Do you get what I mean? Like, if you want to do it before, if you want to do it afterwards... Yeah. That's not an issue. Do you get what I mean? Like, don't feel bad about it. I feel like we've gotten to a place where it's like, it's almost like people want you to feel bad for wanting to change things about your body, and it's like, you know, it's up to me.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That is the beauty of us being here right now, and the privilege that we do have. That if we don't like something, we can do something about it.
It's just, I just look at everything on the market. I'm like, I can't. Like, I have to wear a strapless bra with any, like, I can't not wear a strapless bra, if that makes sense. And backless dresses are gone out the window. And I know people are like, oh, just freeball it, but I can't. It's just, I don't know. I don't know if that's an internal issue. Like, why can't I? I think. And what's scary is I don't even think I've even attempted to.
Yeah.
Because I've been so traumatized that I just know that it's going to look bad that I've not even attempted to. I don't even want to know what it looks like. Because I was looking for my phone. I was like, have I even got any free balling,
by the way?
Just like my boobs, just leaving them out.
Oh, okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, there's like a little fly or something. I don't know what it is, but
I can't see it.
Yeah, it's very, very tiny, but it's getting very close to my eyes.
Do you want to sit over there?
No, it's cool. Oh, it's cool. But when it comes, I'm going to get it.
I don't know. If anything, I just wish that my boobs were perky and just, it would make my life a lot easier. But then sometimes I do feel guilty because it's like, I know that yes, they sag, but it's like my boobs are still big.
Yeah.
Like if I do wear a bra, like a bra or like a push-up bra, it does look like I have big bouncy boobs. So, but then I feel like I'm cross-playing.
No, don't be silly. Don't be silly.
But then sometimes I look at pictures of myself and, for example, I'll show you this one. But then I'm like, is it just a badly fit? Is it a bad bra? Look at me and my friend and look how low my boobs are. And look at my friend's boobs.
But I don't think that's low. I don't think that's
true
low.
True for that, but bra was shit. But,
do you know all that, like, have you tightened the straps on the back?
I think so. My
you know the ones that go
My things are always tight.
Oh, they're all the way down. It could be a bad fitting. Have you been professionally?
Yeah, but I think I need to go again.
Yeah, go again and get professionally measured. And also, have you tried boob tape?
Jazz, it doesn't work for me. Every time I tried it, just like for the live show, it was so depressing. When looking for dresses for the live show, it was actually so depressing. Oh. Yeah. When I tried that boob tape thing, just teared. I said, okay.
It teared.
Yeah. It didn't even hold up. I said, yeah. Because
I think I might have something, because obviously before I had my surgery, I was having the same issue. And obviously, I don't want to do oppression Olympics, but when you say your boobs are saggy, mine were low. Like, mine were horrible. So I was like, I was the same as you. Like, I couldn't wear anything. And like, they were big. So it's like I was still like a GF sort of size, but they were just sagging. Like there was no amount of muscle or like fat in them at all. It was like, I don't know. Like,
Was that after childbirth? Or?
No, even before I had Kaya. And then after I had her, like after I stopped breastfeeding, they were even worse. And it was another thing as well, like, the person I was with, like, they would make jokes about them. But then in the next breath say, like, oh, but I love your body the way it is. But it got to a point where it's like, I don't give a fuck anyway. I want to do it for me. And I just decided, I was like, you know, I know I don't want to have more kids and stuff. But I was like, but actually, I'm not enjoying my body right now. And I should be like, I should love the body in front of me. And I know that this is not something I'm going to be able to grow to love. Do you know what I mean? It was beyond that for me. I was just like, I hate looking at myself in the mirror. So it's like, I was just like, I just have to do something about it. And I was like, I don't care how much scarring I'm going to have. I just want boobs I can look at in the mirror and feel like I can live. I can live with this.
But that's the thing, is when someone you're intimate with says something, I'm telling you guys, it's a I don't know, but it's not
worth the battle.
How can someone confirm your insecurities?
Yeah.
And you're the one that's only seen me naked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if some people will make it to heaven. I don't know.
But yeah, sorry, my point was that I do have like some stuff that I used to try. It was like an actual, like, you stick it on and you lift it like that.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
You stick it here.
Okay.
So I'll
yes, please. Yeah. Cause sometimes people be like, oh, you know, like I've told people, they're like, oh, just use boob tape. Like, I know, like, yeah, I know you mean what, but, or like, oh, just use this bra. And I've seen it online and I'm like, I don't know, maybe my boobs are a different breed, but it's just, it doesn't work. Like,
yeah,
do you know what made me laugh? That I even felt ashamed that I even attempted to use it. You know that bra that it's like a double sided tape.
Yeah, I know which one you mean. The one where you go like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Laughable.
Is it?
Laughable. Absolutely laughable. Yeah. And I think what's making me think about it more is every single time I scroll on TikTok, I see people get boob reduction and they just look so happy. And I just think. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I'm just like, I'm fine with it. I'm like, it's cool. It's life, you know, whatever. I don't know. A part of me is kind of wishing, should I have spoke about this? Anyways, I might even edit this whole thing out. You don't mind even hear it.
No, the thing is, if you're not comfortable, then obviously, absolutely. Mm. But I just don't want you to feel guilty for wanting to change it. Mm. Do you get what I mean? Mm. Like, 100%, please don't.
Mm.
Like, you should be in love with your body. And if that is something that you feel like, you know, this is not... Yeah, then do something
about it. But only thing I think, though, I think my issue is, where do I stop?
Because
I feel like if I do get my boobs done, I will look at other areas of myself, and because I know I'm like that.
Okay,
that's the only issue I think I would personally have. Because I know a lot of people that do work, they're like, "Yeah, cool." Mm. But I feel like I will be like, "What else?
Mm.
What else? You know, like Afrobeat. What else? Do you know what I mean?"
I wish you weren't so comedic in your delivery sometimes. Like, I really do.
I do think, what else? Also, sometimes. Also, this is a side note. I love my face. I really do. I think I'm paying. Be scrolling on TikTok and people are getting work done. Okay. I know some people might have heard me talk about my boobs and think, oh, but you don't need anything cool. Firstly, you would never know that I don't... The real issue at hand, you won't know. Because even I went on my Instagram and I said, can you even tell that my boobs are big? Firstly, people can't even tell I got big boobs.
Mm.
Like, I remember in college, I wore a t-shirt and usually I wear like a cardigan.
Yeah.
And I wasn't wearing my cardigan. And she's like, oh my days. I didn't know you had boobs like this. I was like, oh my days. Then, I was looking at my Instagram. I was like, right, I really hide these puppies well. But it's not like I'm hiding them. It's like, I feel like, I don't know. I think this year, let me this year just embrace and just try and dress as much, as close to how I want to dress as possible. It's just like every single thing I see, Jazz.
Yeah.
For example, let me show you.
I know what you mean. Like, there's like cutouts underneath the breast, or there's like backless dresses.
Do you know what I was telling my boyfriend? I said, maybe I'm not even the issue. Maybe it's the market.
I think it is the market. I'll be honest. I feel like the market has kind of adjusted to like
BBL bodies. Yes. I'm not the issue. Maybe it's good I said this on a podcast. Because why does this dress have to go so low?
Yeah, because that even, like, that is, that's not fitting the standard babe properly. Do you get what I mean?
Because if basically, guys, I'm talking about a corset dress, yeah? And the boobs, if you wear a
beautiful dress.
Yes, it breaks my heart.
The cut goes down basically to the belly button.
Yeah. So if I were to wear a strapless bra of that, you'd see the cut.
Mm.
And that's what upsets me. But then I'm like, is it just to fit into these kind of clothes? That's how I need to get my boobs done? That can't be so.
No.
Because I'm not against the Instagram baddie. No, that's the reason. Yeah, but like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also, Jazz,
yep.
Is this even the clothes that I like?
I was actually going to say that. Like, maybe the first dress, I'm like, okay, I get it. But that dress, I don't think that's you.
But maybe I'm not been allowed to, that's not been allowed to be me. Because my boobs wouldn't let me be me.
Vic?
I know, I would never. Yeah, I would never. Yeah, you're right. Even the under boob situation.
Yeah,
can I?
It's,
I cannot. Because my boob would make its way down.
It's the under boob.
I think it's the market.
It is definitely the market. And even I think for people that are lucky or blessed enough to have big, perky boobs.
Okay.
Lucky you, you have been blessed. How does it feel? Even people that have big, perky breasts would struggle to get into a dress like that because there's just not enough material.
Mm. But even like something like this.
That's not fitting anyone past the B card.
I'm showing Jazz a house of CB corset.
And even me, I like that. I can wear that. And I liked it, but that's not fit. That wouldn't even cover my nipple.
Yeah, but you can get the. You might have.
Oh,
to
they
get,
sell it by yeah. cup size. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I think it's like large plus or something like that. Uh-huh. Like a plus.
Yeah, but oh, the cup is a large.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's my issue. Like, they might make me buy a large, and it doesn't fit.
Then
my.
It doesn't fit everywhere.
Yeah, but if the cup is adjustable, cool.
For example, actually, no, this dress is not even fine. For example, can I wear this? I can't even live my Mughla life My Mugler dream.
I'm dead.
Mugler. I can't even. Do you know?
But Vic, even when, like, when you talk about TikTok and stuff, like people that are getting breast reduction and stuff, that is their reason. Because they want to fit into clothes, like, properly. So I don't think it's invalid. I'll be honest, I don't think it's invalid.
I don't know. I don't want to rush into anything.
No, of course not.
But then I'm starting to really think, maybe it's not me, it's the market.
It's definitely the market, 100%. Because before, all, you know, like, even the, what's it called? The bodycon dresses and stuff, they just used to be like, they might be strapless, but they would cover.
You could wear strapless bra, yeah.
Yeah, you could wear a strapless bra in peace. Not anymore. Not anymore. Like, literally, you need to have Percocets.
I actually think it's not even me anymore. I think it's the market. If you're a designer,
it's never been you, though. Yeah.
If you're a designer, listen to this. Stop. What's that TikTok? I need to stop with the... What did she say? I need to stop with the ramping.
Yeah, I need to stop the ramping. I need to flip. When I saw it, I was cracking up because people are using it in the best context. Ooh. I need to stop the ramping.
You don't need to stop. It's too much. What of us? What about the rest of us? You don't care.
Or at least, like, still do your BBL cuts, but do, like, a non-BBL cut as well.
Please. Do exactly. Do you know how they do petite plus size? Now you don't need to start doing BBL, non-BBL.
Yes.
Do you know what? Actually, I know I'm going to be rich. I just need to be rich quick enough. So I can get my personal stylist.
Amen.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I need to find some... One black girl on TikTok was like, I'm doing my Skims on haul. So the bit of the comments, why the fuck are you wearing Skims if you're a black girl? I said, yeah.
What?
I said, you can't actually be a black girl anymore.
You can't wear Skims if you're black. Why?
They said, how are you supporting the Kardashians?
You lot need to behave. I'm not a fan of the Kardashians.
I heard Skims material is amazing.
This is what I'm saying.
So now I'm looking for dupes. I don't want to get dragged. I'm hearing Uniqlo is not too bad.
I've heard good stuff about Uniqlo as well. But I didn't know they did like Skims-ish attire. I can't believe, you know, you can't win. You just do whatever you want. You have to live your life. Live your life.
Do you know why you have to live your life? Because a lot of people cuss you and then they're doing the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. Or they're doing it in a different way.
Yeah.
And they're gonna have a reason why their way isn't as bad as what you're doing. Just live your best life.
Yeah, live your life.
Because it's too much. It's too much, man.
Oh my God, I got my Future Me letter from the start of the year. Uh-huh. Ask me why I didn't achieve a single thing on that Future Me.
It's okay. We go again. I think it's hard. And I think I keep randomly and then not randomly deep in like how much this pandemic has taken from us.
Oh yeah, it's nasty. Even me, I have to apologize to everybody who's like, oh my God, I started the pandemic as a 20-year-old and now I'm 58. I apologize to all of you. Sorry, guys. It's true. They did take a lot of our years, man. It's really unfair.
Yeah. And you know what? You know when you think back to the lockdown, I was having this conversation with my colleague the other day and I was like, it's actually like, when I think of the stuff they were doing or the stuff we went through, it was actually insane.
Yeah, it was.
Like, the shelves were bare. There was no pasta. There was no flour. There was no rice. There was no toilet paper.
The toilet paper one was the maddest.
You could only buy one item or two maximum. You had to queue to go into the supermarket.
When did you know that the pandemic was real?
When McDonald's closed.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know when I knew? So it was the first week before several cases happened, right? And me and my colleague thought, oh, let's go and get some hand sanitizer. Because we usually have it in the office, right? And it became this kind of thing where, before COVID, right? My colleague always had hand sanitizer. And we did the Tesco shop online, and I don't know, either we couldn't find it or something. I don't know what happened. So on our lunch break, we went to go find hand sanitizer. Mm. We went everywhere. And I think we went
sold out.
The seventh shop. I'm not even joking, by the way. Wow. The seventh shop. This is like Old Street. So we walked all the way down to like Shoreditch area, like near Shoreditch High Street.
Mm.
We were walking for time. I remember thinking, Then we went to one, we went back to the office and we went to a car, a petrol station.
Yeah.
We asked the guy and we were like, what's going on? He was like, yeah, this is real. We've sold out.
Sorry, I don't want to
laugh. And I said,
and how can he say this is real?
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie to you. I thought, I wasn't sure what the words were, but I thought this is something. Because I've never experienced something to sell out like this.
Yeah.
Then when we got back to the office, remember since my holidays, oh yeah, we just can't find hand sanitizer. They're like, wow, you lot are walking for a good hour. Mm. Then literally a few days later, lockdown.
But this is what this is my thing. Like, I don't blame people for not really, I wouldn't say not taking it seriously in the beginning, but just not realizing the gravity of the situation because we were literally presented with it's just a flu or, oh, there's just a few cases. Mm. Yeah, but you know, they're being quarantined or whatever it is. Like, yeah, like, don't worry. There's like one case in this place or one case in that place. Like, it really was presented as if it was kind of like under control. Mm. And then I would say within a week, because I remember that week I was obviously ill with COVID and we still hadn't even entered the first lockdown yet.
Mm.
And then I remember my workplace called me and was like, yeah, like, don't come into work if you have any symptoms whatsoever. Everything just changed overnight.
Why did my workplace sack me off so quickly? I think I got sacked the week after Boris was like, work from home.
Bloody hell.
That was quick.
But that's why I feel like some places knew what the tea was before it was actually released to the public. Because I remember McDonald's closed before they even announced that restaurants and all of that had to close. And when McDonald's closed, I said, this is for real.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Mm.
Because, McDonald's don't close for nobody. The only day they close is Christmas Day.
Christmas. Oh my days. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I was like, this is really real. Even remember when they were like monitoring what people were buying to make sure it was essential.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like saying no, like don't go to B&Q because obviously like paint is not essential.
But everybody was doing our renovation.
Yeah. I think that was after like, you know, when they started to release people a little bit small.
Oh, I wish I bought a flat in lockdown, like peak lockdown. Because you would have done it by now.
Yeah.
You would have renovated everything by now and just have people around.
I think a lot of people were able to like save. Like the lockdown allowed people to be able to buy houses. Which...
I feel so many people bought in lockdown. I was like, should we get on to Black Excellence?
Yeah, sure. Let me get my screenshot. I think mine is actually Ghana, you know. Mm-hmm. I am obsessed with Ghana. I'll be honest. Like, he's become my new celeb crush, I think. So he's released a new album called... Ooh.
It was even Uncle as well.
My killer.
He follows me, so I've said this on the podcast already.
Oh, bless him. I think he's such a pure soul. Yeah. Like, he just seems so happy, bless him. Ghana has recently released an album. Really, really sick. He has my favorite song on the album is called P Power, Pussy Power, whatever. And it's with Drake. Obviously, Drake knocks it out of the park as always. What can you expect?
I know his verse, I've never heard a song.
Really? It's because of TikTok, isn't it?
It's because of TikTok.
Yeah, the song was like unreleased. I think they didn't get clearance or whatever. And then like the song was added to the album like a week later, which was odd. But we thank God he's here now. But Ghana has financed like a free, grocery store, like a store, like it sells food, like it doesn't sell food, sorry. Like, it has food, clothes, hygiene products. They're available for, like, his old middle school.
Mm.
So, like, in his old middle school, they have, like, a shop, basically, where students can just grab what they need.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so I just think it's really dope when people give back.
Don't you think it's cool when schools have shops? So, I used to go to Palmer's College, right? And the college opposite us was called Southend Tech or something. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. They've changed their name so many times. And when I went there, you ever been to like an opposite school? You ever been to another school and think, right, like, really at another school, you know?
Were we even allowed?
Oh, we snuck in. Actually, no. They had a cafeteria. So we just looked like regular students.
Okay.
So we went there and there was a shop. They had a stationery shop.
Mm.
They had a canteen. Like, obviously you have a canteen everywhere. But it was like, but maybe it just felt like lux to us because that's a different...
Yeah, it's different.
Sorry, I went off
tangent. And also, Brent is so annoying.
Why? What happened?
Because you know how you messaged him at 10:57?
No, don't tell me.
Yeah, but you know he did.
When did he reply?
11:35.
Okay. guys, by the way, we messaged Brent before 11 saying, hey, can we come in? Because we start recording at 11.
And most times we come in a bit early. I mean, like, we arrive early, so we message him to say, like, oh, is there someone else in the studio? So, you know, we wait in the car or whatever. And Brent, he has this thing where it's like, if you message him, he has to reply. Like, he can't accept that, okay, we've already entered the studio, we're recording right now, and he has replied to Vic's message
35 minutes later,
when we're 35 minutes into our session.
Anyways.
Saying that we can come in.
Anyways. my belly is hurting me. This period is coming. What do you think P stands for with pushing P?
I've been trying to work it out.
Rest and peace. Or pakoromo. Or pushing period. Or pushing daisies.
I was thinking, is it Percocets? Is it like a drug thing? Is it?
Percocets. Is teacher on that?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, you know he's doing... Actually, well, he denies the drugs that he's doing.
He denies taking drugs, but he's still singing about it.
Anyways.
Well, I decided to do my own digging. I'm like, oh, let's see if the man himself can explain what pushing P is. And here we go.
Push P, so this is pushing P, like when your backyard in the inside and outside, that's P. You know what I'm saying? You push a P. When... You go to renting these things, you kicking pee.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to owning and cashing on spending your hard earns, you pushing pee. You're pushing it.
I'm not being rude, but I didn't understand a single thing he said. However, someone, I think it was that Jamelia girl, she said, all you old fogies, I don't know if she said that, but let me say it for her. She said, basically, all you old fogies asking, well, what is pushing pee? Don't show people your age.
It's too late. It's too late.
How much pack of them off for me anyways?
I'm going to start using it anyway.
Mm.
Apparently, it's like being, what can I say? It's like being levels, isn't it? Like, he said, like, if you're speaking on, like, another man's name, you're not pushing P. If you buy your missus a crib or a car, you're pushing P.
Good.
So it's like if you're doing big boy things, basically, you're pushing P. But I just don't think the P has a particular. Apparently, it's player. It's player. That's what the P stands for. You're pushing.
I think
player.
P stands for productive. What's that word Kanye said?
Provocative.
Yes.
That's what I said. I said maybe it's just provocative. Like, I think it's supposed to get people talking, which it has done. Yeah. But I'm pushing P.
Yeah, girl. Pushing P.
We're pushing P. Black girls living.
Pushing P.
We're pushing P. Maybe that's the title for this week.
Yeah, pushing P.
We're pushing P.
Pakuruma. Speaking of pushing P, I even forgot what I was going to say. No. So you know how, circling back to the start of this podcast, where we were saying Philly and Chunks, Harry Panero, pushing P. Now people are like, oh, you lot were saying, oh, it's giving, you're cussing girls, but now you lot are saying pushing P.
Oh, really?
Not them particularly, but a man them are saying, oh, pushing P.
It's true. Because a lot of people, they don't know what pushing P is.
Mm. At least we know it's giving.
Yeah, we know what it's giving means. Mm. It's very self-explanatory. It's either giving or it's not.
It's not.
So, yeah, I agree. I get it. Who's your black excellence?
Because I don't. This fragrance TikToker called Fumi.
My girl, my Rana.
Monet, Fumi Monet on TikTok. If you guys aren't following her, I feel like I can smell what she's talking about.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. It's crazy. That's a talent. Yeah. I feel like perfume influencers, like you are, like your she's skill great. Set is different.
There's a few more. Let me shout out some more. So there's another one. It's just a black one. I'm going to find a black girlies. Do you know what I mean? But there's one white TikTok perfume influencer I follow. She actually works in a shop. I can't remember. I think her name is literally just called like perfume. Okay. So there's another girl called Aminat. Her thing is called Life with Ami on with the lower dash, underscore dash.
Yeah.
She's so cute. And I love finding UK girls that talk about fragrance as well because, you know, at least I know I can find it in this country. In my Sunday best as well, Sade, her collection is divine. And I know we talk about perfume a lot. We won't. Sorry, not too much. Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. It's not every day. It's okay. Perfume.
But I did say actually last week that I'll come back with like the actual names of the cheap perfumes. One is Calvin Klein. I think it's called N2U. Her.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that I used to use after gym because like it's just like a fresh scent. It's really fresh. And I got one from Zara. And apologies, I don't know if they've discontinued it or not, but it's called Fleur de Baobab. So the spelling is FLEURDEBAOBAB.
Is that the under the Jo Malone thing?
Say that
again. Is it under the Jo Malone collaboration with?
To be honest, I don't know, but it came in like a really nice packaging, like it came in like a leather wallet thing.
I think that's what Esther was talking about, you know?
Ah,
I think so.
Yeah, so apologies. I don't know if they still sell it or not, but I like the smell of it. I think really...
Amina Muradi has done Uggs as heels.
Oh, Uggs as heels. No,
I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't know. And then D&G Limp. Oh, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this. L'Imperatrice. L-I-M-P-E-R-A-T-R-I-C-E.
Pushing P. Can you push some P? Please, for me.
I'm dead.
I smelled the arty scents from Superdrug. The one Ikran said smells like the Lancome one.
Oh, what do you think?
That's all right. They had one called, they had a musk one. And I was like, do I like this or not? I don't like that. I don't like that feeling when I'm like, do I like this or not? I need to like it.
Yeah, you need to like it.
But I went back into to smell. I went to Maison Francis Gedige to smell Oud Satin Mood.
Your French accent is really good.
I'm scared.
No, seriously.
Oh. I went to go and smell Oud Satin Mood.
Did you learn French in... Did you take that for GCSE or was it German?
I took German.
Okay.
Oud Satin Mood. Girls! And I also went to Jo Malone. Why is the Jo Malone disappearing by the time I got home?
Yeah. The thing is, with Jo Malone, as much as I love their scents, I think their scents are so unique. What is it called? They don't have like full lasting power. There's probably only a few I can say might last like a full day. And that's like the Lion, Basil and Mandarin. That's like my favourite.
But how comes their perfume, the candles, the candle, the whole house.
But do you know what?
Is smelling of that.
Do you know what you should do as well with Jo Malone perfumes? Like layer them. So I layer the what's called English Pear and Fraser with the wood sage and is it black? It's not black pepper, is it? It's wood sage and sea salt, I think. If you layer them together, it like creates another unique smell and it makes it last longer, in my opinion. But
nice.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to layer perfumes. Find like different ways to wear your stuff.
Yeah, I really want like a rosy oud perfume. Any hues? I gave Jasmine the Amber Fusion. She likes it.
And I love it. I love it.
Wow. Now I know what you like then.
Yeah. I really am like, I wouldn't say I'm a perfume snob as such. Like, I like lots of different fragrances and I like that excitement of, oh, on Monday I'm going to wear this and then the next day I'm going to wear something else. Like, I like changing my perfumes all the time. I definitely have my favourites. Like, the Baccarat is definitely my favourite. And I know it's, what's it called? It's like Marmite. Some people love it. Like, the people that love it, love it. And the people that don't, hate it. So, I get it.
People are saying stuff like, it's not even giving.
I know. And I'm like, I'm sorry to say, but you're a hater.
Yeah. But what I will say is that I think sometimes some people just buy it and maybe don't like it. I hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
Because I do think Maison has more fragrances. Not even just in his particular, under his name.
He has loads.
But other perfumes that he's designed. I think he did design Burberry Her, if I'm correct.
That would make sense. Burberry is another one that I didn't name, actually. But to me, there's two. So I got Burberry Her and I got the wrong one. So I bought the wrong one. So I smelled it. I got a sample of it, but I didn't realize that there's a floral version of it as well. So I just, when I had the sample, I just bought Burberry Her. And then when I got it, I was like, I don't really like this. So I gave it to Kaya, sorry.
She's enjoying, boy.
Yeah, she's enjoying. But I think it's Burberry Her Floral. That one is so wab. Yeah, it's very, very nice. But I just haven't bought it because I feel angry that I bought the wrong one. So I haven't rebought the
I feel like me and you are different. Oh yeah, okay. Let me say what I say about Baccarat, right? I don't hate Baccarat. I think it's a good perfume. Yeah. I think I like it on other people.
Yeah.
So when I smelled it on Jasmine, I think it was absolutely divine. And I think your friend, when we went to Priscilla's birthday, I think your friend was wearing it.
Oh, really?
Was she?
I don't think she was. Well, but I'll ask her what she was wearing.
Whatever she was wearing, wow. Because remember you told me that one of your friends wore it, like, I'm assuming it was her. She wore it from morning and it stayed till night. So I assumed
that was my colleague.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, I like it on other people and I loved how your car smells. But on me, it doesn't work. Like, to the point I had to wash myself.
Really?
Even with Amber Fusion, I had to go wash myself.
But do you know what I find interesting about Baccarat? And apparently this means like the perfume really like meshes with your chemistry. Like if you can't really smell it straight away, not even straight away, but like after a while, like you can't really smell it as strong.
You need to smell it strong.
So that happens with like Red Temptation. I was spraying it and I was like, I can't really smell it anymore.
Oh, no, I can smell
but then other people would say, oh, you smell really nice. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. So it's meshing into my scent. And it's the same with Baccarat. Because I'm like, I know Baccarat is a strong smell. And it's
a beast.
And it lasts.
That's the good thing about it. I feel like if you do like Baccarat, you're
in for a treat. I can't
really
smell it on myself.
I feel like, too strong. Well, maybe it's because you're used to smell too.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you like Baccarat, you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
Because that should be that will smell on you. That will live on your clothes for life. Be careful what you're wearing that with, because it's going to stay with you for life. Like, I don't know. I don't really know much perfume that has that beast mode thing. I think I really want to try Arabian Tonka.
I want to get, you know the Estreite? You know, so obviously there's Eau de Toilette and there's
The Estreite!
And then the Estreite! That's what I'm coming for next. That's what I'm coming for next.
£400! I'm going to tell my dad, I'm not going to pay the rent this month.
Because I'm getting the extracts.
Allow me.
Yeah, allow me.
Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy. But what I was going to say is, I think our perfume tastes are so opposite, you know?
I think they are as well.
Because I think I like properly girly, sweet.
But do you know what? That is what helped me. Because I remember there was a time I went into, so where I work, like a perfume shop or whatever. So I don't know if it was your birthday or Christmas, but I was like, oh, I want to get Vic a perfume. And I literally, my criteria was, I know she likes like fresh and like fruity, almost like those kind of sweetish smells. So I was like, yep, that's what I'm looking for. So I was able to find a perfume just off.
And I rinsed that, you know. I completely rinsed that bottle. It was a red one, innit?
Yeah.
I completely rinsed it. Completely.
And I was like, yeah, really, that's the complete opposite to what I would like. It was still nice. Yeah. Like, when I smelled, I was like, this is nice. But I was like, I know Vic. Yeah. This is Vic.
I really like vanilla. Smell. You see when people can mix a vanilla nice? Congratulations, mate. I know I talk about it all the time, but that Kaylee vanilla, I just want to say thank you. I've not smelled a vanilla that nice.
Gosh. Yeah, Vic, like, I think that's what radicalized you, you know? That perfume. That perfume turned you into a perfume babe.
I think so. It did. I didn't care before. I think it was, yeah, it was. It definitely was that perfume.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Anyways, guys, we've got to go. Have a lovely day and week and stay blessed.
Bye.
Oh, wait. You can catch us on the usual socials. You know where we'll
be. You know the vibes. Yeah. Bye. Waterfalls.